beauty is not easy. A few, like me, drooled over French model Naomi Lenoir's perfect body on all those M&S billboards. She's always the one chosen to wear the bikinis and lingeries. Men lust after her because she looks like a sexy woman, not an emaciated child. Gazing at the pictures of Naomi, you'd think she led an enchanted life. She's not only beautiful, she's famous and rich. M&S won't tell me what they pay Naomi, but their contract with fellow face Melanie Klass is reportedly worth $1 million a year. Who would not want to look like Naomi? Who would not want to be her? Yet, last week, she was found slumped in a suburban Paris park after an overdose of drugs and alcohol. It's easy for the rest of us to presume that beautiful people, especially female models, are happy. But perhaps the opposite is true. Most other people who work in the fashion industry treat these girls not only as if they have no brain, but as if they have no feelings. They look like aliens, but the truth are they are people. Because these young women look perfect, we think their lives must be perfect too. But having seen many of these women close to, I would not want to be them. I can't tell you how many models I've seen arrive on set bruised from being beaten up by their boyfriends. They have everything and nothing. Many models have learned to inject drugs between their toes, the only place that won't infuriate the stylist. As well as being burdened by beauty, models are often hopelessly naive and undereducated. They embark on careers while still children.